Good morning. John Huckleberry is on assignment on the West Coast for our special series, Power Trip. It's a look at the future of energy. Our friend and takeaway contributor, Alvin Hall, is joining us all hour. He's a financial advisor and author of Your Money or Your Life, and he'll be taking your questions. Good morning, Alvin.
Good morning.
A day after President Obama announced he would stand by his man, Tom Daschle, the nominee to head the Health and Human Services Department, Daschle withdrew his name. President Obama made the TV rounds last night talking about his stimulus package and also taking full responsibility for Daschle's nomination.
Did I screw up in this situation? Absolutely. And I'm willing to take my lumps. That's part of the job here.
Joining us this morning is our friend Todd Zwillick from Capital News Connection in Washington for the latest. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, Adora. Hi, Alvin.
Hello. How are you, Todd?
Todd, it sounds like it was a real surprise to the Obama nomination when Tom Daschle withdrew his name.
Surprise? You haven't seen a real surprise like that on Capitol Hill for some time. Of course, yesterday morning, reporters were running around asking senators coming and going about Tom Daschle, do you think he'll make it? There's a week from between now and his hearing. What's going to happen? And then senators were going on and off the floor for a vote, a stimulus vote. And then all of a sudden, one came out and there was some talk on the floor and said, well, I just heard on the floor that Daschle's out. And people started scrambling. And there were frustrated senators, shocked senators. There were one or two senators with tears in their eyes. I saw them myself. Friends of Tom Daschle, don't forget, 20-year Senate career, if not longer. So, shock. There's no doubt about it. There were some very, very shocked people yesterday, and the administration, so it seems, at least in the morning.
Let's listen to Senator Max Baucus, the Democrat of Montana.
I was a little stunned. I thought he's going to get confirmed. I thought Andy's a good man, and I thought he'd be confirmed. I'm surprised.
No reason given.
That was his decision.
So what happens now? Do they have some other candidates, the Obama administration, for the job that they seemed pretty certain Tom Daschle was going to get?
Well, yesterday afternoon, David Axelrod showed up on the Hill and got a huge gaggle of reporters crushed in around him and said there was no plan B. Tom Daschle was the choice from the start. He was a health care advisor to the administration, pardon me, to the campaign, long before they were the administration, long before they were even the transition team. Long Senate career. Long, a book on healthcare, former majority leader. This was the guy they wanted to work Congress and work the policy on health reform. So he's out. Next steps. No one I've talked to on the Hill has heard a darn thing yet about who's next. But there are some obvious things you have to think about. Do they go to the Senate and sort of cull the Senate ranks for yet another cabinet nominee? I think some in the Senate are getting a little bit weary of that scenario, getting the experienced senators out of there for the cabinet. Do they go to the rank of governors? And there are some choices in the governor ranks that you might think of. All of this is speculation at this point. Nobody who's on the relevant committees on the Hill has heard anything yet. It's been less than 24 hours. But the administration says they need to move quickly because they want someone in place. And I'm quite sure they want us to stop talking about it and start talking about health policy.
Okay, true. Let's talk about some of the issues. Daschle apparently had some tax issues, as did Nancy Killefer, who was Barack Obama's choice to be the first chief performing officer for the White House.
Yeah, and it's true. And don't forget, of course, about Tim Geithner, who's now the Treasury Secretary. And one of the things that some senators said yesterday when you asked about why did Daschle make it and why did Daschle not make it when Geithner did make it? And, you know, it sort of seems like it would have been whoever went first. If Daschle had been first and Geithner second, Geithner might not have made it. You can sort of get one person through maybe with tax difficulties, but not more than that. And Tom Daschle is a very high profile person. The other thing to keep in mind is that the storyline now is that Daschle took himself out. Now, I don't think there's any way to know if that's actually true, whether he was asked or nudged or pushed, or whether he truly on his own, unaided and unsolicited, decided that he was a distraction and possibly an embarrassment to the president. No one knows that. It's not clear if we'll ever know. So if he took himself out, then maybe there's no pattern here. He just decided to get out. And as Max Baucus has said, the chairman of Finance Committee, he probably could have been confirmed, but under a cloud. So they're going to be vetting much, much more carefully at this point. You can bet that any new nominee is going to have their tax records gone through with that metaphorical fine-tooth comb.
Todd, do you think that part of the reason he resigned was to save face? I think that after a 20-year career, he didn't want the word out there anymore that he had done this. He wanted to put it behind him and walk away, do the honorable thing for the administration.
Well, that's Alvin. It's a good question. And again, that depends on whether Tom Daschle did this himself at his own initiative, whether senior staff in the White House or the president himself may have said, "Look, this might be the best thing to do. This is starting to be a distraction." The other possibility is, as often happens in these situations, was there more that Senator Daschle knew about that the rest of us didn't know about that he knew would come out eventually, and he didn't want to put the White House or himself through it? All speculation. We don't really know. Or in his experience as a senator all those years, he may have just thought that this would have been a hindrance to the president and to health reform if people were talking about his taxes instead of about policy.
One thing is for certain, though, and that is all of the talk about Daschle and his taxes and Killefer and her taxes overshadowed talk about the stimulus package, which is why Barack Obama made the television rounds yesterday. And is it fair to say, Todd, making himself more accessible than President Bush was, certainly in his first couple of weeks?
Well, I don't remember how many interviews President Bush did in the first couple of weeks of his administration, but I do know that you're right. President Obama did at least 4, if not 5, network interviews yesterday, definitely trying to get everyone's attention back on the stimulus. This is a big deal to him, and he still has a big, heavy lift with the Senate, as you described. Some big, important Republican amendments coming up, and some talk from the leaders in Congress that they're going to need some help if they're going to get the votes for this. I'm sure it was a distraction, and I think we talked about yesterday when Daschle was going into his meeting with Finance Committee members. This is for an HHS nominee. I've never seen attention like this. The hallway was absolutely packed with all of us, print reporters, roving cameras, radio. There were just people everywhere. It was an unbelievable amount of attention.
In the last couple of days, we've heard that senators are concerned about the percentage of tax cuts in the stimulus plan. We've heard about infrastructure spending. Where does it stand today?
Well, there was one amendment passed yesterday that gives people tax credits to buy new cars. That's sort of a buy a car, stimulate the auto industry amendment that passed worth, can't quite remember, $30 billion, I want to say, if you buy a car in the next year. There's some big Republican amendments coming up. We talked before. I think the Republicans want to do what they call putting housing first. They're going to have a big $300 billion amendment that's going to drive down mortgage rates to between 4 and 4.5% for new home buyers, or so that people can refinance. There's also lots of tax cuts in there and lots of other provisions. There's going to be another amendment banning earmarks forever, in the entire government. That doesn't have much to do with the stimulus,
but
it's going to be in there. That's a Russ Feingold.
Yeah, that won't last.
Yeah, you enjoy that. That one won't survive conference, I'll tell you that. And there'll be lots of other amendments. That Republican one will be the big one. I'm not sure that it will pass in its current form because Democrats do have leverage over Republicans on that amendment, but there will be lots and lots of negotiation over that. And very, very quickly, one other amendment. Ben Nelson of Nebraska, Susan Collins, Republican of Maine, bipartisan amendment to cut out quite a lot of the spending that some of the Republicans are saying is wasteful or is fat in this bill. Cut a lot of it out, add some more targeted infrastructure spending, and that amendment's going to be a big speed bump. They get past that one today or tomorrow, the stimulus may then be on a glide path towards passage. That's going to be a big speed bump.
I have a question.
And the Obama
for us.
Administration threw in another monkey wrench last night when they announced that they are planning executive compensation caps. And so we're going to be hearing from the president and the secretary of treasury this morning. Todd, what are you going to be listening for?
Well, how high the caps are and how good of a reason the president gives. How much this bleeds into the stimulus, it's not going to be clear. Certainly a lot of Republicans aren't in favor of it. But I don't know how much this affects the actual stimulus debate. Right now they're down to the nuts and bolts of negotiating on individual amendments. And this policy is cast. I don't think it's up for negotiation anymore. The president is going to announce it. So it may irritate some Republicans. Whether or not it costs any votes, I tend to doubt it.
Todd Zwillick, on top of everything that's happening on Capitol Hill, thank you.
My pleasure.
Todd Zwillick is a reporter for Capitol News Connection, and he was reporting to us from Washington.